All right. So, have you ever been in a room full of people who speak different languages?
Yes.
Here, right?
Yes. Just for the shopping center.
Yeah, shopping center. That's right. So when I prepared this sermon, I was reminded about my home congregation, Surrey Hills United Church. So when I visited there first time, at the time, my English is still not good, but at that time my English was sucks. So it's really difficult to understand what minister preached, and also after the Sunday service, yes, people approached me and how are you? Where are you come from? Something like that. Yes, they are really generous, kind, and they smile. But, you know, because of the language, maybe I felt lonely. And even when I was surrounded by other people, and they smile, right? And I smile back. But something is missing. True connection feels far away. Yes, finally, I have really good relationship with them after 2 years later, but first couple of weeks, I was a bit difficult. So many people think that real communication is about speaking the same language. But today, I want to suggest something different. True connection is not about language. It's about becoming one in heart. Think about that. In here, your minister is Korean. And someone is come from Philippines, someone come from Germany, someone come from Japan, or England, or someone come from Canada. Canada. And Indonesia, Vietnamese, and you from here, or Brian and, yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from Samoa.
Samoa? Are you from Samoa? Okay. We have one more Samoa now. Hey, Brian, you're Aussie?
English.
Wow, a lot of English here. Yeah. Yeah. So in here, yes, we come from different cultural background. So I don't think true communication is a language. I think it's about becoming one in heart by the love of God and the Spirit. So, and the good news is this, we don't have to figure that out on our own. God does it for us. So let's go back to that extraordinary day in Jerusalem. The disciples were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like a mighty rushing wind filled the entire house. Flames, like fire, rested on each one of them, and they began to speak in languages they had never learned. This was Pentecost, the day the Holy Spirit came. Now think about who was in Jerusalem that day. Acts 2, 9-11 gives us a long list: Parthians, Medes, Elamites, some people from Rome, Egypt, Libya, Crete, and Arabia, and those kind of countries. 15 different groups, different languages, different cultures, different backgrounds. And yet, every single one of them heard the disciples speaking in their own language. They were amazed and they asked, what does it mean? What did it mean? It meant that God was doing something no human could do. He was making people one, not by erasing their differences, but by speaking directly into each person's heart. Here is something important I want you to hold on to today. We don't need to become one first before God helps us. God is the one who makes us one. We sometimes think, if only we all spoke the same language, if only we all had the same background, then we could really be united. But that's not how God works. Look at this place. We all have a different cultural background. Our faith is all different. And our language, yes, different. But we are here to worship together in the name of God. How can it possible? This is not human can do. This is only God can do it. This is how God works. So at Pentecost, the people were not united because they all suddenly spoke the same language. They were united because the same Holy Spirit was moving in all of them at once. What brings us together is not a shared language. It's not a shared culture. What makes us one is God, the Holy Spirit. So the Apostle Paul helps us understand this even more clearly. In 1 Corinthians 12, 4-7, he writes that there are many different gifts, different kinds of service, and different ways God works, but it is the same Spirit behind all of them. I love this picture. The Holy Spirit is a distributor. Like a tree that sends water and life to every branch, the Holy Spirit sends gifts and energy to every member of the body of Christ. We all have different roles, and that's okay. That's actually the point. You might think the Holy Spirit only moves in dramatic moments, loud worship, emotional prayers, powerful experience, speaking in tongues. But I want to show you something beautiful. The Holy Spirit is at work right here in this church and every single week, in ways you might not even notice. When someone prepares the tea or coffee and puts out the cups and biscuits with a smile, that is the Holy Spirit. When our worship committee, our church band plans songs and prepares hearts for worship, that is the Holy Spirit. When someone quietly looks after the building so we have a safe, clean place together, that is the Holy Spirit. When the church council meets to pray and make decisions for these congregations, that is the Holy Spirit. When someone visits a sick member or listen to a hurting friend through pastoral caring, that is the Holy Spirit too. We all work differently, but the one who empowers us all to work is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not just an emotional fire. The Holy Spirit is also the quiet prayer you whisper before God, but before that, the gentle nudge to send a message to a friend, the peace you feel in the middle of hard work, as natural as breathing, that too is the Holy Spirit at work. Today, on this Pentecost Sunday, I want us to remember we are one. Not because we are the same, but because the same Spirit lives in all of us.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Different languages, different faces, different gifts, but one Spirit, one body, and one God. And that is something worth celebrating together. So let's close today the same way Pentecost sounded, with many voices in many languages saying the same beautiful truth. From Acts 2:11, so it says, we hear them declaring the wonders of God. In English. Okay? Yeah, and then just a second. And just hear Korean. So in Korean, 우리가 하나님의 위대한 일을 선포하는 것을 듣는도다. And our Filipinos can say third part.
Naririnig natin silang nagpapahayag ng mga kahangahangang gawa ng Diyos.
Thank you. And our Indonesian?
Kita mendengar memberitakan perbuatan-perbuatan besar.
Thank you. And our Vietnamese? Okay, thank you. Also, Deutsch?
Yeah.
You can speak in?
Wir hören die wunderbaren Gottesverkündigungen.
Thank you. And then, sorry, they is not someone, so can you say in someone, the, we hear them declaring the wonders of God? Can you speak in someone?
Speak in someone.
Yep.
We hear them.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you say Yesu. Yeah, Jesus is Yesu. Yeah, it's Korean say Yesu. That's right, yes. Korean says, Koreans too, we say Yesu. Oh, interesting. Okay, and our Japanese. Okay, thank you. So now we say this one together in your own language at once, okay? 1, 2, 3. 우리가 하나님의 위대한 일을 선포하는 것을 듣는도다. Thank you, it's great. Wow, absolutely, this is Pentecost. Holy Spirit came upon us in this church.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, so let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who unites us, empowers us, and works through each one of us. Help us to remember that we are one body, not because we are the same, but because your Spirit lives in us all. May we serve you faithfully this week, in big ways and in small and quiet ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.